This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. New Mexico's wildfire season started off early this year, and spring winds could make it worse. For people living near forests, this means preparing for potential evacuations and fireproofing homes. But for wildlife, there's a lot we really don't know. KUNM's Mallory Begay reports.
Laura McCarthy says high temperatures, dry forests, and wind increase the threat of bigger wildfires. She's with the Nature Conservancy.
Those were the exact conditions when the Las Conchas fire burned, which was, for me, one of the most terrifying fires I've seen.
The Las Conchas fire tore through over 150 acres of the Santa Fe National Forest in 2011.
Because that Las Conchas fire was a wake-up call to everybody who'd been working in fire management and forest restoration that, oh my goodness, the things we've been doing are too small scale. They're not making a difference.
This, McCarthy says, spurred the creation of the Rio Grande Water Fund. They support forest restoration and are working to study impacts on animals. As of this month, 80% of the state is in severe or extreme drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor.
Yeah, we're probably never going to stop using the word drought.
But John Fleck says using the term aridification makes more sense. He's the director of New Mexico Water Resources.
What we're really seeing here in the Southwest is a shift toward a drier climate with less water.
The state probably won't go back to previous precipitation levels, he says, but this year is still a really bad year for water.
We just need to be sort of careful about thinking about what we mean and not use it as a kind of a crutch to say, well, it's bad times right now, but it'll get better soon.
Fleck points to the city of Albuquerque's water consumption as a sign of adapting to less water. The city has cut per capita water use by more than half since 1995.
But there are problems that we can't solve. We can't irrigate the forests. You know, we can't add water. They're just going to change.
For animals, though, it's a lot harder. Michael Robinson with the Center for Biological Diversity says wildlife can adapt to less water, but they can't change overnight.
Severe droughts year after year, some of them can get stressed beyond what their species are used to.
Then there are other man-made problems. Pronghorn antelope have the natural ability to travel long distances for water, Robinson says, but they often have to cross roads to get there.
Every animal has different strategies for coping with drought, but those strategies were developed evolutionarily in a different world where there wasn't so much human development and other impact.
There's a lack of data on how climate change will affect wildlife, and Robinson says experts need to be asking the right questions.
How can we conserve water better and make our natural ecosystems and both the wildlife and the human communities that live in them more resilient?
I decided to become a casting instructor, and I did that mostly just to kind of be accountable to people about how I could get better at fly casting.
David Lemke runs the Santa Fe Fly Fishing School and is a treasurer of the Upper Pecos Watershed Association.
We've done a fair amount of restoration work on the river in the last 5 or 6 years.
Lemke teaches on the weekend, and it takes him just seconds to get to his classroom. The Pecos River flows right through his backyard.
Prior to 2013, the riverbank was over here. So if we were where we're standing right now, we would be in water.
That was the year the Tres Lagunas fire burned over 10,000 acres of forest here. Lemke says the fire started 10 miles up a nearby canyon, but the ash and silt from the runoff pretty much killed all the fish. And because of drier climate, Lemke doubts the water levels will ever return. He says he doesn't have much faith in government officials' willingness to act on climate change policies. People should get involved with local conservation organizations instead.
I'm not concerned about my own stuff. I'm concerned about something that I like, that I love to do, unfortunately might go away.
He's lucky to catch a few fish these days, Lemke says. They just aren't as abundant as they used to be. For KUNM, I'm Mallory Begay.